Well, throughout this pandemic, we've heard a lot about how COVID-19 is less dangerous for children. That's true in the big picture, but there are plenty of kids who've been seriously impacted by the disease. And some children have come down with what's known as long COVID, long-haul patients, who have an array of issues that are still being studied. The impact on families of kids with long-term disease has been profound. Our producer here at WJCT, Heather Schatz, knows this all too well. Her 12-year-old son, Kyle, got COVID earlier this year, and it sickened him for months. Kyle is finally on the mend, but it's been a long road for him and his family. Both Heather and Kyle Schatz shared their story with me. Take a listen.
Heather, Kyle, it's so good to have you here in the studio. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
And I'm so glad that Kyle's doing better. So Heather, take us back, gosh, how many months has it been now, to when Kyle first got sick with COVID?
So in early February, he had cold symptoms and we got him tested and he was negative for COVID. He started to feel a little bit better, so he went back to baseball. He was doing virtual school because he has asthma and I have asthma, so we thought it would be better to keep him at home. He felt a little bit better and he went to baseball. A few days later, he was feeling even worse than he was initially, so we got him tested again and it did turn out to be COVID. Mm-hmm. So we did all the contract tracing with the school and his team, called his doctor, and because we think of his asthma, he had a really rough time. He had to go to the children's ER twice. He had a cough, which I will never forget the sound of. I don't know if everyone's kids had croup when they were babies, but it's sort of like this really loud barking cough, a little bit different, but it just felt like it was nonstop. And he had fever, not a really high fever, and some aches. He didn't lose his sense of taste or smell. He didn't really have stomach issues, but he was just really fatigued and coughing all the time. And it was really hard as a parent because we couldn't really go near him, so we would leave his food at the door, knock, run away. We all sort of felt like he was in prison or something. And we all isolated in different parts of the house and wore masks, which we actually had started to wear as soon as he had the cold symptoms, just in case. And so he had really good medical care, but no one could really figure out what to do at the time other than steroids and some different inhalers, because everyone thought it was unusual for a kid his age, he was 12, to have such a bad case.
And for it to last so long, I think that's what I've observed in all of these months of us working together every day, is how this wore on your family, because Kyle was sick for a long time.
Yes, so that was February. So he wasn't contagious anymore after the initial infection after 10 or 14 days, I don't remember. But we're going on month 5 of him still having lingering symptoms. And he is getting better. It's just very, very slow. Right now it's mainly fatigue, headaches, and some issues, shortness of breath. And we just don't know how long it will continue for.
Right. So Kyle, as I sit here looking at you, you look great. I know you're feeling a lot better. Can you tell all our listeners what it was like for you as a kid to deal with this disease? Because I think you've been very brave.
It was hard not being able to like see anyone or do something. And I was just kind of sitting in bed, like choking all day. And then it was like impossible to fall asleep. One day, I didn't fall asleep till 8:30 in the morning, and I lied and I went to bed at 10:30 at night.
That had to have been really hard.
Mm-hmm.
What was the hardest part about it for you?
Not being able to see anyone, I think, and just being like by myself for a while.
Yeah, I would think that'd be hard for a grown-up, let alone a kid, to be stuck in your room like that for so long. So what would you say to people out there that, you know, they don't want to get the vaccine because you are a child who's now been vaccinated, and you suffered quite a bit, and so has your whole family. And the more we can get the vaccine into more people, the less chance another kid like you might get sick.
Mm-hmm. It's worth it even though you don't feel good after it, but it feels much better than being sick for a long time.
That's right. So when you got the vaccine, you felt kind of yucky for a day, but now you're okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Thank you.
And what a well-behaved kid.
He's on his best behavior.
He's on his best behavior. Yes. So as a family, all four of you, your husband, Kyle, and his sister, Lily, you've all been traumatized by this experience. And I know that you're passionate about explaining to people that COVID does affect children and that long COVID, which is what Kyle had, is real for a lot of Americans too.
Yeah, it is. And I know that they don't get it quite as often as maybe adults do, but they are starting to see more and more cases pop up. And we're fortunate in that we have some great pediatric doctors here in town. Mm-hmm. But it is still really rare. And I mean, it's just a lot. We still go to doctors sometimes once or twice a week. But he had an outpatient procedure. I mean, they're really doing a good job ruling out everything they can. But the issue is it's different in every kid. And what treatment works for you may not work for him. And we don't know the long-term effects yet or how long this will go on. So we're really grateful that we feel like everything that can be done is done. But we're just sad that we were so careful, yet he ended up so sick.
Right. You kept Kyle at home with his sister in virtual school. And so the only contact he was having with anyone was his baseball team in the open air. Yep. And you think he might even with that, he might have gotten the virus that way.
Yeah, or at the supermarket. If he had run into the supermarket a few times with my husband, but the only place he went very regularly was baseball, but we will never really know for sure. So,
and his lungs suffered and were damaged. So is that your big concern now, healthier lungs for him?
Yeah. They've improved since right after he was sick. But we just, he's a baseball player, so we'd love to get him to the point where he feels okay to run around and throw and pitch and go back to playing. He missed his whole season this spring, so hopefully in the fall he'll be feeling well enough to play again. Right, Kai?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to that, Kyle?
Yes.
How much do you like baseball?
It's my favorite thing to do.
Your favorite thing. Well, I really hope you are back on the field soon, and I'm so glad you're doing better. And, you know, a lot of people, after they get the vaccine, people who've had long COVID like you, they start to really feel a lot better. There's something about the vaccine that helps. So are you hoping that'll be the case for you?
Yes.
Yeah, I bet you are too, Heather.
Yeah.
As his mom.
Yeah.
We're going to have to see you, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah. Fingers crossed. Can I say that? Yeah. Fingers crossed. We're hoping that he's continues to improve and that by fall he's normal or as normal as you used to be, right?
Well, I'm so glad that the Schatz family has made it through this ordeal. And I know it's been so hard. So thank you, Kyle. And thank you to Heather for sharing your story.
Thank you.